Welcome to Smart Finance 360, the podcast where money matters meet innovative thinking. Every week, we dive deep into the world of finance, exploring trends, debunking myths, and bringing you the latest insights from industry experts. Whether you're a seasoned investor, a financial newbie, or somewhere in between, this is your go-to source for becoming financially savvy.
All right, guys. Hey, welcome to Smart Finance 360. I am your interim host today. I get to be on here today with Donald Gomez. Donald is a realtor, passionate about VA. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Obviously, you guys, if you've seen me, you know my passion for VA. But first and foremost, Donald, first of all, tell us why you as a realtor have a passion for VA lending and why are we wearing red today?
Yeah, so we wear red on Fridays to remember everyone deployed. That's what red stands for. I learned that working up on base, painting aircraft. I painted the A-10 Warthog for 8 years.
Coolest plane ever.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I love that plane and just grew to love veterans in the military and didn't know much about it before then. So working up there, getting to know the guys and their story just grew on me and made me want to help them even more.
That's amazing. So you and I, we probably met 5 or 6 years ago, and that was probably through doing some loans for veterans. So, you know, one of the big things we talk about here, and I want you to give value to this, how important is your team? So you're a realtor. How important is a good title company, a good home inspector, a good lender to your experience and to the veteran's experience?
So it's very important just for the simple fact that you want to make the process smooth and seamless. So when you're working with somebody and you already know how they work and operate, it just makes everything go that much smoother. And then as far as having a team in place, and if they value the same thing that you do, they may be able to give the veteran a break or a discount on a thing here or there or save a fee here or there. So it also helps as far as that part of it as well.
Yeah, we've done a lot of stuff with a particular title company. Shout out to Hammer.
Yep.
And oftentimes he gives discounts to veterans. So it's a pretty cool deal. So you've been a realtor for what, 6 years now, correct?
Correct.
Correct. All right. So you're painting planes. Number one, what makes you decide to become a realtor? And then you left painting planes. Tell us about that. And it's a big jump, obviously, going from, you know, having a full-time gig, making decent money, to a full-time real estate. What made you transition and where are you at today? What has caused your success to be where you're at today?
Yeah, so at the time, I was painting planes, like you said. I'm also a big sports fan, so I was doing some sports gambling, spending, you know, a couple $100 a week gambling on sports. And at the time I was seeing people coming and going, the vets coming and going and hearing the stories of how painful and stressful it was. So I'm like, well, maybe I can make a difference and make that a smoother process. At the same time, I'm going to stop gambling and save some money and then take a chance and bet on myself and get my real estate license. So long story short, I ended up saving up, getting my real estate license in a couple months, went all in, bet on myself. It was the best choice and best decision I could have ever made. Here we are six years later, 18 months into doing both. I was able to resign from the base. When I did, I walked away from a $30 an hour lead position, and everybody thought I was crazy and said they would see me back in 6 months. And you know, here we are 6 years later, and I've never even thought once of going back.
Which, and it was a great job. You loved it.
I did.
Loved all the guys you worked with.
Yeah.
So for you, for people that are out there maybe considering real estate, it's not easy. What do you do every single day? I know what you do every day, but what do you do every day that separates you from other people? How do you drive your business?
Yeah, so I make 300 cold calls a day. I earn 4 points a day. I learned that from a guy named Q. It's his 4-point system, but I use it now and do the same thing. So yeah, I'm making 300 dials a day. I'm talking to as many people as I possibly can. It's definitely not as easy as it looks on social media. I know things look very easy on there, but it's definitely not as easy as it looks, and it's hard work.
It is hard work. There's no question. All the top people I know in this industry outwork everybody. No different in my world. So if you were to do anything different, what would you do different, or would you do it exactly the same way?
So at the beginning, I was always looking for like that quick, easy solution, kept trying to figure out an in or a quick fix. So if I were to start back from the beginning, year one, I would have been making those calls, because after doing the research and looking at all the top producers and the people that are actually doing things, they talk to as many people as they can. They get on the phones, they make calls, they do the hard things that nobody else wants to do.
Exactly. Even the guys I know that get a bunch of leads from Zillow or Zillow Premier, because we've worked with some teams that have done that. literally, it really is about the calls.
Yep.
Doesn't matter how many leads you have, whether good or bad, because everyone thinks leads are shitty, right?
Yep.
A lead is as good as the person working the lead. You're going to call them till they buy or die. That was my philosophy in the car business, till they buy or die. So as you recruit people, because I know you're building a team, if you guys need to, you know, Donald's based out of Northern Utah and Roy is where your office is, correct?
Yep.
You're always looking for good people to want to work.
For sure.
But if you were, what is the biggest misunderstanding about real estate? Is it that it's easy and you know, you can be pretty and do deals? What is the biggest misunderstanding people have about your job?
So, yeah, I would say a lot of people really think it's easy and you can just jump right in and get going. Unfortunately, what you do today in real estate pays you in about 115 days. So it's not like you can just jump right in and earn a check next week. Like, and you got to be grinding for 115 days nonstop before you even see a dime. And a lot of times it's even longer than that. So, yeah, like I said, people will think they're going to jump in and make a killing. It's definitely not the case, but it is worth it. And it is rewarding when you do put in the work. It's, you get what you put in 10 times fold.
How long after you got licensed did you close your first deal?
A month.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't close my first loan until I got licensed in July, until the end of November towards Thanksgiving in my first year. So it's not easy. And I mean, fortunately you had a full-time job. I also had a full-time job. I was doing insurance and I was able to transition over. But, you know, that's the biggest thing, you know, and I think because you've done that, you understand the value of hard work because that's where you came from.
Yeah.
You know, I was in the car business in the past. I sold insurance. I've done about every job, right? Actually, this is my favorite job I've ever had. I love it. Real estate and finance make sense to me. I love helping people on your side and on my side. So if you could give advice, so you were yourself 6 years ago, you go back in time, other than making the phone calls, what advice would you give a new agent or someone looking to get in this business?
First things first, link up with somebody as a mentor or has already done it and a top producer in the area if they're willing. Obviously, if you can't get the most top producer that will give you their time, find somebody in your brokerage or office that is willing to, just because the amount that you can get from them at the beginning is going to go so much further. A lot of people will get in and they're get caught up on commission splits or what they're going to get. First of all, you got to know what you're doing before you can even worry about getting a good split or a commission. So that's what I would focus on if I was just getting started, finding a great mentor and then an accountability partner and actually doing what you're saying you're going to do every week.
Sure. So when I met you, you worked at a different brokerage and now you're with RE/MAX.
Yep.
I know your broker.
Yep.
I know the owner of the brokerage fairly well. And it's, I think both places were great for you.
Yep.
One led to the other.
For sure.
And there's value in that because you're not a big jumper. I mean, you've been with RE/MAX how long now?
It's going on 5 years.
5 years. Yeah. When you were at, was it Better Homes or Garden?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I think there's a lot of value in that. A lot of people think, well, I need, you know, the shiny object syndrome. You don't have that. You have a, I'm going to work my ass off syndrome.
Yep.
And crush it. So that's very powerful. And I respect that because, you know, that's kind of where I've been to is like, I'm just going to work and work and work. And if it doesn't work, I'm going to find a new way to make it work. Right. So as you're venturing out, obviously you have a passion for VA. One thing you guys may or may not know is you and I are both a part of Vetted VA. So if you're a veteran or a spouse of a veteran, go to Facebook, look up the Vetted VA community. You know, we can help you pretty much in any state. Donald's got connections everywhere, as do we in licensing. But share your details. How can they get a hold of you to find out more about Utah real estate?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at DIG91 or the DIG team. On Facebook, my Facebook business page is DIG team. My website is Weber-DavisCountyHomeFinder.com. And my phone number is 801-603-5213. I'm usually always by my phone unless I'm eating dinner with my family or on a walk with my wife.
Yeah, I love it. Same way. So, I mean, thanks for coming on, man. We appreciate you as always. Love your passion for veterans. Can't wait to see how you blow up even more.
Appreciate you guys for having me, and I appreciate all you do, Jimmy.
All right, brother.